The Eddy B. Sit edition, an audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Mara Shemuot Daf Yud, today's Daf is being studied in Mishmat Avram Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenichenu Began Eden, Amen. Yadiyah Ben Allegra. We begin today's Daf on Tet Amud Bet. We have 13 lines from the bottom. We are in the middle of the analysis of the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon held that the Se'ir of Rosh Chodesh is mechaper on a specific sin. That is a fellow who's tahor that eats Kodesh that is Tameh. So he needs kapara for that. The Se'ir of Rosh Chodesh is mechaper. How did he learn that? He learned that from a Gezerah Shava, Avon, from the seats. Just like when the Kohen Gadol wears the seats. And the seats is mechaper. Now actually the seats is mechaper in a case where a person brings a korban on the mizbeach and the korban is tameh. So the seats covers it up. The seats kosher it up. Even though the guy was wrong, the kohen was wrong for bringing the korban betum'ah, the seats is mechaper and therefore the korban is considered valid. That's talking about tum'at basar. So here also, we learn avon. So the Avon that's written by the Rosh Chodesh Korban, he just is talking about where the Korban was Tameh, and the guy was Tahor, and he ate it. Okay, Gemara says, a question, what are you talking? This is bringing it on the Mizbeach, and this is talking about eating, it's not the same. Gemara says, no, but if you look at the Pesukim that's written by Rosh Chodesh, it's Mashma, it says Avon Ha'eda. It's a sin on the people. The people eat the Korban, it's not a sin on the Mizbeach that was brought up in Tum'at, so therefore it's referring to eating. Now the Gemara begins. Mechdi, let's analyze. Migmar Gamre Madade. We're learning one from the other. We're learning Rosh Chodesh from the seats. Gezerah Shava. Mechaper de Rosh Chodesh Adide ve Adde seats. Let the Rosh Chodesh mechaper on what it's mechaper, meaning on its own item, the Tahor that ate Tameh. And let him mechaper also for what the seats is mechaper. Just like the seats is mechaper for bringing a korban on the mizbeach betum'ah, but the basar is tameh. Let the Rosh Chodesh mechaper for that item as well. Once already you're making a kesh between the two items, say, just like the seats is mechaper for this item, for bringing the korban betameh. So the same thing this the Rosh Chodesh. Oh, what's a nafka minah? So Gemara says, nafka minah lihecha de nishbar seats. What do you need two items to mechaper for the same item? I'll tell you what you need two items. Let's say a guy brought a korban and the korban was tameh. So he says, oh, I'm good. I'll rely on the kohen gadol tomorrow morning. When he puts on his seats, I'll be covered. Let's say the kohen gadol cannot wear the seats because the seats broke. Oh, so now he's not going to get his kapara. So the Rosh Chodesh will cover him. So therefore, the Gemara wants to know, why don't you say that the korban of Rosh Chodesh should be mechaper and with the seats is mechaper? Amar Kera Avon by Rosh Chodesh, it calls the kapara for an Avon. Gemara's bedayek Avon achatu nose ve'en nose shne Avonot. One Avon it covers, doesn't cover two Avonot. Finish. Now Gemara goes the other way. When chaper seats adide ve'al de Rosh Chodesh, why don't you go the other way and say just like the seats is mechaper for a korban that was brought when it was Tameh, let it be mechaper also for what the seats is, for what the Rosh Chodesh is mechaper for. Adam Tahor Shachal Basar Tameh. So the Gemara says, Avnafka Mina, Litum'ad Dir'a Ben Zeh Lezeh. Let's give a case of a guy that brought a Korban, ate Korban Tameh in between the Rosh Chodesh Korban and the seats, which means the Rosh Chodesh Korban was brought already, then the guy ate something that was Tameh, so now that the seats mechaper, nafka minah, that he did it in between Rosh Chodesh and the wearing of the seats. So therefore, it can be mechaper. Gemara says, Amar Kera, it says by the seat of Rosh Chodesh, the Ota. It says, Ota natan lechem nasit et avon aida. Ota. Ota nose avon, ven davar achay nose avon. Only the Rosh Chodesh is mechaper for such an item, and nothing else. So therefore, we've established that only the Sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh is mechaper for a fellow that is tahor that eats a korban be tum'ah. You have a question?
Yeah, the Gezerah Sheva, is that a type of Hekesh?
Avon, Avon.
Is that like in...
What are you worried about? Davar Lamed? Lamed? Yeah. Is it Lamed? No, it's Avon, Avon. You're saying the second round.
Right, the second round.
The second round, what was the Hava Amina to learn? No, you're learning it back and forth.
Okay.
It's both ways. It's direct. Avon, Avon, this way. Avon, Avon, now. It's back to the same one. It's not a considered Devar Lamed. Good question. You'll see a Devar Lamed case coming up, as you know. Okay, so that's the first answer. That Seir of Rosh Chodesh Mechaper on Adam Tahor Shachah Basar Tameh, and it's the only one that's Mechaper on this item, and it's not Mechaper on anything else. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi gives a different answer. Ketiv Acha, it says by the seed of Rosh Chodesh, Avon Eda. Gemara says Eda velo Kodashim, which means by the case of Rosh Chodesh, it says the Avon. Who's Avon? The Avon of the Eda. That's the head of people, of the people that are eating the Korban when the Korban is Tameh. Velo Kodashim. It doesn't say Kodashim, which means if it would have said Kodashim by Rosh Chodesh, so then we would learn that if a kadashim was brought mitumah, it's mechaper. But it's no avon aida. What's the avon of the people? Were they eating? It's avon of the eating. Even a regular guy. Even a regular guy was allowed to eat a korban, but he ate a korban when he was taught, and the korban was tamer. Ve'hatam by the seeds ketiv avon a kadashim. Kadashim v'lo aida. Clearly, by the seeds it talks about the avon of the kadashim. That's the korban itself. But the Qurban was brought in the Mizbeya. So you need a kapara for bringing the Qurban Tameh in the Mizbeya. So he says, you don't need all the Yidirashot. It's indicative from the Pesukim itself. By Rosh Chodesh, the one Aedah, it's much more, it's Avon on the person. And by Yasitz, it says Avon Kodashim, it's Avon on the Mizbeya. Finished. So that's the simple answer. Now the Gemara says, Ashkechan. Se'ire Rashi Chodashim de Mechapre al Tahor She'achal et Tameh. You prove to me only part of Rabbi Shimon's Shita. You have to remember Rabbi Shimon said in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon said, number one, Seir Rosh Chodesh Mechaper for Adam Tor Shechah Basar Tameh. Okay, leave that. We're done with that. We proved that. Now we need to prove Seir Regalim. The Seirim that were brought on the Sharosh Regalim, Rabbi Shimon says Mechaper on a person that went into the Beit HaMikdash. Ve'lo haya lo yidi'a b'tchila ve'lo yidi'a lebasof. Again, if he had a yidi'a b'tchila ve'yidi'a basof, he brings a korban oleh ve'yored. That's covered. You don't need for that over there. If he has a yidi'a b'tchila ve'en lo yidi'a lebasof, that already, you have the sa'ir of Yom Kippurim to cover you on that. But now we're talking about en lo yidi'a lo b'tchila ve'lo basof. What is any idea? He didn't know he got Tameh. He didn't know he got Tameh. So certainly he didn't know when he walked into Beit HaMikdash that he was Tameh. He didn't know anything. He never did the Avon. So how do you get Kapara for that? Wait for the Shalosh Regalim. You wait for the Shalosh Regalim, and Rabbi Shimon says Tushrim covers it. How do you know that? Where does it say by Shalosh Regalim that it covers such a Avon, the Sa'id? Gemara says, Kedama Rabbi Hama be Rabbi Hanina. Rabbi Hama be Rabbi Hanina in a different place. By the Mu'adim, when it talks about the Sa'id that they brought from Musaf, it could have said Sa'id Hattat, but it says Us'id. So you have the Vav. The Vav is coming to connect the Regalim to the law that's written right before the Regalim. What's written right before the Regalim? Rosh Chodesh. Ha'chaname Sa'id Us'id. And therefore, what's going to happen? The Itku Sa'id Regalim, Sa'id Rashi Chodashim. U. The U is connecting. And I'll say, Uma Sa'ir de Rosh Chodesh, Bimilta de Kodesh Mechapere, Absaire Regalim, Bimilta de Kodesh Mechapere. So at least I narrowed it down. At least I say, just like the Sa'ir of the Rosh Chodesh, as Mechaper on Inyanim Shel Kodesh, happens to be a guy who's Tahor that ate Basar Tameh, but it's Inyan of Kodesh situation, so to the Sa'ir of Regalim or Mechaper on a situation where a person compromised the Kodesh. For which case? How do I know that it's talking about basof? The Gemara does not prove that to me. The Gemara just narrows it down that the Sa'id of Rosh Chodesh, Regalim is Mechaper on Inyanei Kodesh. Ooh, Dvav. the Vav links it back upstairs to Rosh Chodesh. But how do I know that it's talking about a case where there's no Yidi'ah, lo b'tchayla v'lo b'sof? So the Gemara is going to come along and say, we're going to have to learn this through process of elimination of it till we get to these solutions. The Gemara continues. Gemara says, v'chitema nechapru adi Rosh Chodesh. That's right. You're making the Sekesh now from the Vav. The Vav, the Galim is like Rosh Chodesh. Good. So for the Mechaperu, the Rosh Chodesh. Let the Galim Mechaper also for what Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper for. Which means, let it be Mechaper for Adam Taor, She'achal Basar, Tameh. Ooh, just like Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper for it, the Ooh shouldn't include the Galim. I'm sorry, we told you can't do that. We just learned. Ha'amrenan Ota. It clearly said by Rosh Chodesh, this Korban is mechaper for this situation, nothing else. There's exclusivity. Okay, so that cannot be. The Gemara says, V'chitema nechapru adi yom kippurim. Oh, which means, maybe you'll tell me that the Sa'ir of Regalim is going to be mechaper on the Avon, that the Sa'ir Achitzon is mechaper on Yom Kippurim, which means on a case where there's no yidi'ah b'techila and yes yidi'ah lebasof. Maybe I'll say in that case. Now look at that sheet. She tells me that clearly. That's how I know that. Look at that Rashi. Nechapru ad Yom Kippurim al kaparat se'ir na'asa b'chutz she'em b'yidi'ah b'techila yesh b'yidi'ah b'sof, which means who told you that the se'ir of the regalim is mechaper only on a case of en b'yidi'ah lo b'techila v'lo b'sof? Maybe the Sa'ir of the Regalim is Mechaper on the same situation that the Korban of the Sa'ir HaChitzon Yom Kippur is Mechaper on, which is a case of En Ba Techi Yedi'ah B'tal Aval Yesh Ba Yedi'ah B'sof. How do you know? So Gemara says, Ha'amrenan. We are already going to learn later on that regarding the Sa'ir of Yom Kippurim, it says in the Pasuk, Ahat Bashana, once a year, kapara zu lo tehe ela achad bashana. It's a once a year item, the kapara of the Sa'ir of Yom Kippur. So you cannot tell me that the regalim are going to cover the same situation that the Kippur is mekaper, because already it's exclusive. Achad bashana, it says over there. Okay, so far, let's see what we have analyzed. We're trying to find out what the Sa'ir of regalim is mekaper. We know it's got to do something about the Tumat Mekdash, but I don't know the case. Okay, could it be Yedi'ah b'techila v'yedi'ah b'sof? No, because that even your korban ole v'yored. Okay, so take that off the table. Could it be a case of en by Yedi'ah b'techila v'yesh by Yedi'ah b'sof? No, that's already the Sa'ir of Yom Kippurim, she'mivim b'chutz, and that's exclusive, because it's Ahad b'shana, nothing else is going to handle that item. Okay, so now we're narrowing down our story over here. Gemara continues. Oh, Rosh Chodesh is mechaper for Adam Tahor Shachar Basar Tameh. That's not also, because that's a situation that's exclusive to Rosh Chodesh. So what's the only case we have left? So Gemara says, Amay mechaper. So then what is the Seir of Regali mechaper on? What are we left with? So Gemara says, I al sheyesh ba yidi'ah b'techila v'yesh ba yidi'ah b'sof. If it's not me the case, we had a yidi'ah b'techila v'yidi'ah b'sof, ha bar korbanhu. That he brings a olivi ore. That for sure, I don't need a sa'id of the regalim to cover. That's clearly, right? Which means, if you have a chiyuv to bring a korban yachid, the korban sibur is not going to be mechaper. V'i al sheyesh ba yidi'ah b'techila v'em ba yidi'ah l'b'sof. Oh, that's an option. Maybe the case where we have a yidi'ah b'techila, v'en yidi'ah b'sof. What's that case? Monday, he knew he became tamer. Tuesday, he forgot, and he walked to the Beit HaMikdash, and he forgot. Yeshua Yediyah B'Tchalav, and Yediyah B'Sof. Maybe the same regalim is going to be mechaper. Sorry, that's covered already. How's it covered? Hi, Sa'ir, and I said, Bifnim Yom Kippurim Tole. We learned today that Sa'ir that's brought inside, right, in the Kodesh on Yom Kippurim, is Tole. That makes him pending from his punishment. Oh, V'i al she'en ba Yediyah B'Tchalav, and yesh ba Yediyah B'Sof. So maybe you'll tell me the case is talking about where there's no yidi'ah b'techila v'yesh yidi'ah b'sof. We said that's covered already on the sa'ir of kippur on the outside. So through process of elimination, we only left with one more case. Again, let's speak it out outside. Tahor she'achal tameh. That's Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh covers that. Okay. Yidi'ah b'techila yidi'ah l'b'sof. That's on the Yoreid covers that. That's called on the Yoreid. Okay. Yedi'a b'tchila v'en yedi'a b'sof. That's the sa'ir on Yom Kippur that's brought b'fnim. That covers it. Okay. En yedi'a b'tchila v'yesh yedi'a b'sof. That's a sa'ir b'chutz. So you only have one case left. En yedi'a lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. So give us al korchach. You are forced to say en o mechaper ela al she'en ba yedi'a lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. That is the Gemara's proof. That is Sa'id of Regalim. Again, that's Regalim. Don't make a pesukim. That's talking about Regalim. The Regalim is mechaper according to the Bishur. Get the Bishur and Shita clearly. Rosh Chodesh is mechaper on Adam Tahor she'achal basar tameh. Goodbye. That's Rosh Chodesh. He doesn't learn that Lahashem. That was another Shita that we learned yesterday of Rabbi Yehuda. This is talking about now Shita to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon's a new Shita in the Mishnah. Rosh Chodesh mechaper Adam Tahor she'achal tameh. Sa'ir of Pinim on Kippur is mechaper on Yedi'a b'techila ve'en Yedi'a b'sof. Sa'ir b'chutz is mechaper on En Yedi'a b'techila ve'yesh Yedi'a le'b'sof. And therefore you only have left one case of En Yedi'a lo b'techila ve'lo b'sof. That is the case of the Regalim. How do you know Regalim b'chlal is mechaper on these items? U'se'ir. The Vav connects it to Rosh Chodesh. And just like Rosh Chodesh mechaper on something to do with compromising Kodesh, so too the Regalim as well. And now we've proven it. Okay. Gemara now goes on to the third Shita in the Mishnah. The third Shita in the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Oh, Rabbi Meir is an interesting Shita. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol as-se'irim kaparatan shaveh. He held the Mohadim, Sa'ir HaChison, Sa'ir HaPenimi, the Sa'ir of, the Regalim, Rosh Chodesh, all of them, Kaparatan, are going to be for the same items, all interchangeable. They're all mechaper for everything. I mean, any of these Sa'irim, and it covers it. Okay? It's easy. Question is, how does he learn it? Mind you, the only item that's not universal is going to be Yeshli Yedi'a b'techila v'yeshli Yedi'a b'sof. That's one of Yoreid. That's a pasuk. That's clearly. Everything else is universal. Yeshli Yedi'a b'techila v'yeshli b'sof, that'd be the same penimi. Yeshli Yedi'a b'techila v'en Yedi'a b'sof, he also agrees that's a sa'ir penimi. Okay, so take that off the table as well. So then you're left with the cases of en Yedi'a b'techila v'yeshli Yedi'a b'sof, en Yedi'a b'chlal, and Adam Tahor, She'achal, Basar, Tameh, everything else, Sa'ir Regalim, Sa'ir HaShechodashim, and the Sa'ir of Chutz, on Yom Kippurim, it's easy. Now you're going to ask me, Rabbi, what do you need three items to mechaper for the same Avonot? Now, he did it in between. He did it after Rosh Chodesh, right? He did it after Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So now he's got the Avon on his head. Regalim come, he's covered. So it'll be quicker. He'll get off the Avon quicker because the Regalim will cover him over there. Okay. Or if he made it after the Regalim, and the next Rosh Chodesh will pick him up. And so on and so forth. Okay. Now the Gemara says, we have to give the reason now. Amar Rabbi Hama Bar Rabbi Hanina Maitamad Rabbi Meir Amar Kira. Because it says in the Korbanot of every Mu'ed, we just read it, Us'ir, right? It's the Se'ir Us'ir. So you got the extra Vav. Hukshu kol ha-se'irim ze la-ze. All the Se'irim are compared to each other, because it all says Us'ir. Vav mosif al-inyan rishon. The extra Vav over there that's added to the word Se'ir comes along and says that what? That it's Mosif al-inyan nishon, that not only with the first item, whatever it does, this item does it as well. Us'ir. Not only that, this also, us'ir. At this point, we don't know what he means. What do you mean, Rabbi Hama? At this point, we're thinking, kol had ve'had mechabre gamar. That each one of the se'irim is learned from the sa'id that's next to it in the perasha, or the sa'id that's before it. Or from the one that's after, which means you have the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, that's the first one, right? Seir of Rosh Chodesh is written first. So they'll say, whatever Seir of Rosh Chodesh, what's the one that's written after that? Pesach. So I learn Rosh Chodesh, That's Adam that ate Korban. He was Tahor and Klim was Tamir. So I say, whatever applies to Rosh Chodesh applies to the one next to it. What's next to it? Pesach. So Pesach is Mechaper for its own item and also for the item of that's written before it. Because it says Sa'id, Sa'id. Then now Pesach, what's written right after Pesach? After Pesach, it's written Sukkot, let's say. So therefore, I'll say what? That whatever Pesach is Mechaper for, the next leg is Mechaper for that. And then you go to Kippur, down the line. And I say, whatever Pesach and the Mo'anim are mechaper for, Kippur also mechaper for that as well. So you're learning in a Sa'ir chronological tower. You start with Rosh Chodesh, Sa'ir. Scroll down. Oh, I see another Sa'ir over there. Oh, Sa'ir. Okay, beautiful. So now I learn, well, Rosh Chodesh I know what's mechaper for. I say, you know what? Now I get to Mo'adim. Mo'adim I know what's mechaper for, but tack on also Rosh Chodesh item. Put them together. Okay, beautiful. Now I got the Galim. Now right after the Karimah, I got a Sa'ir by Kippur. Ah, so I say, whatever this Sa'ir is Mechaper for, Kippur is Mechaper for its Sa'ir, plus whatever, this, and then I got Sa'ir, put everything together, they're all Mechaper for each other. Everything is very nice, only one problem. Which is the problem that was raised. Now, Rabbi Yohanan, Kol HaTorah Kula Lemedim Lamed Melamed. Chutz Mekadashim She'en Lemedim Lamed Melamed. We have a rule over here in the Shas. There's a concept called Dabar Halamed Min Halamed. What does that mean? You make a limud, and then from that limud you make another limud. You could do that. It's a double hikish. I learn B from A, and once I learn B from A, now I can learn C. Now I can apply B to C. I two steps. B, I compare to A. Once I make that comparison, now I bring in C. So that's Lamed and Lamed. Right? C is coming from B, which came from A. That's called Davara Lamed and Lamed. What's the problem with that? There's no problem. Only problem is a rule. By Korbanot items, by Kadashim items, you can't do that. Why can't do it? Kacha. You gotta go direct. You can't have Davara Lamed and Lamed. Over here what's happening is it's Lamed and Lamed. Why? Let's speak it out. You have Rosh Chodesh. Okay, Rosh Chodesh. Let's say is Adam Tahor Sheachal Tamer. Okay, beautiful. Now I go to B. What's B? The Mo'adim Pesach. Usair. Beautiful. Hekesh. Put me next to Rosh Chodesh. That teaches me what? This also will be mechaper for Rosh Chodesh is mechaper for. Okay, beautiful. That's what Adam Tahor Sheachal Basar Tamer. Good. Add that to the list. Okay, now let's go to Kippur. So I say what? It says also Usair. So I say, compare it to the one before it. The one before it is Pesach. And Pesach is learned from Rosh Chodesh. And therefore I'll say what? That Kippur is also Mechaper for Adam Tahor Sheachal Basar Tamer. But you're learning C from B that was learned from A. You cannot do that by Kodesh. In the Midim, the Melamed, Melamed. Is that the problem? So Gemara said, no question. Halakashya. That's not a question. We're all going direct. Take a direct flight. Which means Pesach, we went to let's talk it in the theoreticals, it's easier. A, B, C. A is Rosh Chodesh, B is Pesach, and C is Kippur. So we thought till now the way it's working is B, we're learning a Hadush from A. And then C to B, B to A. Oh, it's a problem. Nah, B is learning from A, and C is learning from A. Sa'ir is written by both of them. So you went straight from Pesach to Rosh Chodesh. Then when you go to Kippur, it says Usa'ir. You go straight to Rosh Chodesh also.
Which means getting B also.
No, go straight. They all have the word Sa'ir written by it. Usa'ir. So therefore, Pesach says Usa'id, and by Rosh Chodesh says Sa'id. So look, just like Sa'id is Mechaper on Rosh Chodesh for Adam Tahor Sheachal Basar Tameh, so too Pesach. Beautiful. Okay, now I get to Kippur. I see the word Sa'id. It says Sa'id by Kippur. It says Sa'id by Rosh Chodesh. So you learn directly. You don't need to go C to B, B to A. Go C to A. It's the same. So it's not Lamed and Lamed. It's direct. Yeah? Look at that sheet. Look at that sheet, kullihu. Kullihu, you see that sheet right there, like one third down? Kullihu mirosh chodesh gamar. לטהור שאכל את הטמא וראש חודש מיניו לשאין בידיעה כלל. Which means, and then they go the other way now. Now let's talk about אין בידיעה כלל. אין בידיעה כלל, that's רגל. So I'll say, since רגל it says usair, and then go from רגל to what's above it. It's ראש חודש. And I'll say, just like רגל is מחפר on no ידיעה, ראש חודש מחפר on the same item. And then I go to כיפור, כיפור is מחפר on יש ידיעה בסוף, אין ידיעה בתחילה. It's a sin, ואין מחפר on the dollars, מחפר on that as well. Each one is being learned from each other, not one from one and one from the other. Everything is being learned straight. Phenomenal. Now the Gemara says, Tina kol dichtiv ve usir. Everything's good. What would you hikesh? What would you gezer hashava? Usir. The vav. That's the linkage that links all these stories together. Only problem is, atzeret, which is Shavuot, ויום כיפור דלא כתיב באוסעיר מנהלן. By Kippur it doesn't say the word אוסעיר. So your whole premise is wrong now. Your whole חידוש word, the connects the one to the top, the one to the bottom, and then say אוסעיר בשבועות, then say by Kippur. So how you can know that those קורבנות המכפר universally? Wow.
What do
I mean? No, but each one's written separately. Pesach's written separately, Sukkot is written separately, Shavuot's written separately. So maybe I'll say, yeah, the one on Pesach's מכפר, but maybe Shavuot's not מכפר. Doesn't say Usair. Kippur certainly doesn't say Usair. So guess what? If all this limud back and forth, the Gemara rejects it because of this question. Now we have to go back to the drawing board. A very easy answer. How do I know that everything is universal? Ela Amar Rabbi Yonah Amar Kera. It says at the end of the parasha of the Musafin, Ele Ta'asu LaHashem BeMo'adechem. Very easy. What is Mu'adichim? On all of your holidays. Hukshu kol Mu'adim kulan ze la ze. All the Mu'adim are connected to each other. All the Mu'adim are the same. Rashi. So easy, we don't even have a Rashi. Oh, only problem is all the Mu'adim. Okay, Rosh Chodesh is a Mu'ad. Kippur is a Mu'ad. Okay, even if we could put Kippur in the Mu'ad section and say all the Mu'adim, because really after it's written about the Shlosh Degim Kippur, it says Mu'adichem. Okay, so we can put all the Mu'adim, we'll call Kippur a Mu'ad. But Rosh Chodesh, you're not calling a Mu'ad. At least Kippur is a holiday. Rosh Chodesh is not a holiday. So how could you net Mu'adichem say all the Mu'adim all interlinked? So the Gemara asks, V'ha Rosh Chodesh lav Mu'adhu. It is not a Mu'ad. The Gemara says, you're wrong, it is a Mu'ad. Ibra, in truth, Rosh Chodesh Name Ikre Mu'ed. Keda Amar Abaye, Amar Abaye, Tamuz Da'ishata Malluye Malliyuhu. Dikhtiv Kara Alay Mu'ed, Lishbor Bachurai. That year, Tamuz was full. Let's discuss the year of the Meragelim. The Meragelim were dispatched in the second year. They left on Shiva Asar B'Tamuz. When did they return? They came back on, according to the count, 40 days later. They came back on Tisha B'Av. That night, they came on Tisha B'Av, they came back.
That's 40 days?
Yes.
From Shiva Asar B'Tamuz?
I said Shiva Asar B'Tamuz. No, that's 21 days. They left on Rosh Chodesh. Tammuz, and they came back. Now, when did they come back? I'll tell you when they came back. They didn't come back to the Shabbat Av. They came back on the 8th of Av.
Not very
well. That night, everybody cried, and they cried, and then now it's Shabbat Av, and that's the night of of the destruction. Eventually, now you can only make that count if Tammuz of that year was a Maleh, it was a 30 day month. Sometimes the months are 30 and sometimes they are 29. Most of the times Tammuz is Hased, is 29 days. However, that year Maliyu, they made Tammuz, Hakamim decided to make Tammuz a Maleh in order that the what? That the Meragilim will return back on the 8th of Av, so the Hurban, so it'll be on the Shabbat Av will be this Inyan, because that day was already destined for trouble. If they didn't make a Bur, the Meragilim would have came back on the 9th of Av, and then they would have had the crying on the night, which would be the 10th of Av, which is a different day. So it says in the Pasuk, Kara alai mu'ed. The Hakamim, they called the mu'ed, meaning they called Rosh Chodesh a day later. Mu'ed, so you see Rosh Chodesh being called the mu'ed. Why? Lishbor bahurai. In order to destroy bahurai, my chosen. What was my chosen? The Beit HaMikdash, which is the chosen one. So you see Rosh Chodesh is called a mu'ed. Look at Ashina, it says all this what I just told you. Kara alai mu'ed, b'maseket ta'anid. Tammuz day shatta. שרשנאש שניאל יציאת מצרים שנשתלחו בה מרגלים בעשרים ותשעה בסיוון. Okay, so I was wrong. They didn't send them on the 40. Yeah. They sent them on the 29th of Sivan. Obvious, that's how you have 40. מליוהו לתמוז. They made Tammuz that year a full month. לפיכך עירה בו יום חזרם מרגלים. The מרגלים returned בשמונה באב, on the 8th of Av. ויבכו העם בלילה, they cried that night, בתשעה באב, וכו בחייה של חנם, right? No reason they cried. To destroy Bahurai, meaning my chosen one, which is the Chorban Bayit, is the Beit HaMikdash. So you see what? Rosh Chodesh is indeed called a Mu'ed. Very simple. If somebody asks you, how do you know according to Rabbi Shimon that all the holidays and Rosh Chodesh are mechaped universally on all items? Be-mo'adechem. All the Mu'adim are universal. Is that good? Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rabbi Yohanan. Right? Is that the right shita? Did I say the right shita? No, I'm sorry. Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir. Okay. Rabbi Meir shita. Rabbi Meir is the shita of the Mishnah. It says all the Mu'adim of Mechaper
on each other. How did that make what you just said to Rosh Chodesh into a Mu'ed?
Because it says in the Pasuk, Kara Alai Mu'ed. The rabbis called the Mu'ed. They added a date to the Rosh Chodesh. Okay. So it's calling him Mu'ed. Huh? That's Mu'ed. Okay, ready? Amar bi Yohanan. Okay. Now, Rabbi Meir Shita in the Mishnah was Hiddush. That what? Sa'ir Rosh Chodesh. Sa'ir Regalim. Sa'ir Achitzon Shel Yom Kippurim is Mechaper on everything. Which means, let's speak it out. A guy ate Basar Tameh, well, he was Tahor. Rosh Chodesh just passed. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. When will this guy get his kapara? Pesach. Pesach. Or let's say the guy ate Basar Tameh when he was Tahor on the on the fourth day of Tishri. When will he get his kapara?
Kippur.
Kippur. Exactly. So you see, he has three shots to get kapara for any of these items. The only item he didn't learn, or he agrees to the other rabbis, is that the Sa'ir Pinimi, that the inner Sa'ir of Kippur, that's Mechaper on a Shchusim, on a case where Yeshlo Yedi'ah Betechila, Ve'enlo Yedi'ah Lebesof. That he agrees to the other rabbis. The Gemara says, Modei Rabbi Meir, the Sa'ir Anasa Bifnim, on the inner Sa'ir, Shehu Eno Mechaper Kaparatan, Ve'en Ena Mechaperim Kaparato. It doesn't fix the other avonot, and they don't fix it. Meaning the Sa'ir Panim is exclusive to its item. Yidi'ah b'techila v'in yidi'ah basof. So how do you know that? We should know this already. Hu eno mechaper kaparatan, which means it is not going to mechaper for anything else, because the pasuk says ahat b'shana. Kapara ahat mechaper v'eno mechaper shtei kaparot. Okay, good. It's only mechaper one thing and not two. Hen ena mekaperim kaparato, and they are not mekaper its item. Amar kera, because the pasuk says achat b'shana. Kapara zute ela lo te ela pa achat b'shana. This kapara only is a once a year item, and not more than once. So therefore, we notice sa'ir pinimi of kippur is exclusive to itself, and nothing else mekaper. It is not mekaper for anything else. Tanya ne me'achim a bright that support what we just said. Al she'en ba yidi'ah lo b'te'ilah v'lo basof. ועל שאין בידיעה בתחילה אלא שיש בידיעה בסוף ועל טהור שאכל את הטמא שעירי הרגלים ושעירי ראשי חודשים ושעיר הנעשה בחוץ מכפרים דברי רבי מאיר. Gorgeous review of what we just said. ואילו שעיר הנעשה בפנים, but this is done inside, שווייה שעירי. It didn't write that. The Tana did not include that. And it also left its kapara, which means when it was listing the three korbanot of Rosh Chodesh and Kippur Chitzon and Regalim, it only discussed En Yidi'ah Lo Petchan Lo Besof, En Yidi'ah B'Tehishin Lo Besof. It left out the kapara of Yesh Yidi'ah B'Tehilah En Yidi'ah B'Zogot. That's exclusive to the Sa'ir HaPinimi. So therefore, its item is not mechaper in the others, and the others is not mechaper on it. We have a braita to support that concept. Okay, now can we move on? Okay, now, if you remember our Mishnah on Daf Bet, we had two versions in Rabbi Shimon. So now we're going to give the other version of Rabbi Shimon. Not odd, we have to get his shita clear and then document it. Yar bishimon omer Sa'ire rashi chodashim mechaperim al tahor she'achal tameh. Okay, that Rosh Chodesh is easy. Tahor she'achal tameh. Regalim, according to this opinion, is en yedi'ah lo betechila velo besof. And the Sa'ira Chitzon is yesh yedi'ah betechila. Sorry. And Sa'ira Chitzon is en by yedi'ah betechila v'yesh yedi'ah besof. Good. So he holds each one is exclusive to itself. Let's review. Kodesh Mishav Yishvam. Rosh Chodesh, Adam, Tahol, Shechad, Tameh. That's Rosh Chodesh. Regalim, En Yidi'ah Bechlal. Sa'ir HaChitzon, En Yidi'ah Betachidah, V'yesh Yidi'ah, the Basof. No mixing and matching all of them, no, like Rabbi Meir, all that stuff over there. It's, each one is exclusive to itself. Yeah? How does he learn this? Gemara begins. Bishlama derashe chodashim lo mechapre ad regalim. I have no problem. You want to tell me that Rosh Chodesh is not going to mechaper for the, what the regalim is mechaper on? I can accept that. That is Rosh Chodesh exclusive. Ta'amar kira avon. Avon echad unose ve'eru unose shte avonot. Good. By Rosh Chodesh says the word avon. It only fixes one avon, not more than one. So to be the Shimon, I can accept that you want to tell me Rosh Chodesh is one item. Ela dirgalim nechapru ad derashe chodashim. But the reverse should be true. Regalim should be mechaper not only on its own item, it should be mechaper on the Rosh Chodesh. Because didn't you tell me we have a hekes sa'ir, usa'ir? Which means, again, it says by regalim the word usa'ir. So with that, it says by sa'ir by Rosh Chodesh. So we should link them. I got you. You don't want to link and tell me Rosh Chodesh can be mechaper on more than one item? I buy it, because it says the word avon. One avon is mechaper, not more than one avon is mechaper. But at least the item of Rosh Chodesh should be applied to the Galim. The Galim should be mechaper on its own item and for Rosh Chodesh. Good question. That Gemara is Amar Kera by Rosh Chodesh. Ve'ota. It says Ota. Ota nose avon ve'enache nose avon. Ota by Rosh Chodesh teaches me what? Only this item is mechaper for this. Exclusive. And nothing else is mechaper. Good. So Rosh Chodesh only mechaper for Adam Tahor Shachal Tameh. Okay, so now what you want to tell me? Bishlama regalim lo mechaperim ad yom kippurim. Okay, now. You have Sa'id, Sa'id. I have Pesach, was regalim, and then I have Kippur. I can accept that you want to tell me that the regalim is not going to fix what Kippur fixes. Why? Because it says, Te'amar kira by Kippur, what does it say? Ahat bashana. Kapara zu lo te'ila ahat bashana. Good. That's a once a year item. Ahat bashana. Good. So therefore Kippur is exclusive. But the Gemara's question is, Ela di yom kippurim nechapur de regalim. Let yom Kippur not only mechaper for itself, but mechaper also for the regalim is mechaper. Gemara says, Amar kera ahat kapara ahat mechaper ve'enu mechaper shte kaparot. By Kippur it also is the word ahat again. Teach me, it only fixes one item and not more than one item. So therefore, according to the Bishimon, it comes out what? Exclusive, exclusive, exclusive. Rosh Chodesh is Adam Tahor Shachal Tameh. Regalim is Eno Yedi'a Bechlal. Kippur Chitzon is Yesh Yedi'a Besof and Yedi'a Betayla. And each one is because the only problem is like this. Here's the last problem we have to deal with. This Rav Shita Rav Shimon. You told me by Kippur, which is a hot, can only fix one item. However, the Gemara says, "Ve'ha'ki ketiv achat b'serin na'asa b'fnim u'dichtiv." The achat is written on the inner side. We're trying to prove the outer side. So the Gemara says, "Amar kera millebad hatat kippurim," which means it says besides the hatat the pinimi. From there, we learn it kush chitzon the pinimi the Torah. Compares the two Se'irim of Kippur to each other. So just like the Se'irah Pinimi is exclusive to whatever it is, the Se'irah Haitzon is exclusive as well. Okay, that's that. Now that's the Shita of who? So let's see who we covered today. We covered already today some Shitot. We covered Rabbi Meir and we covered Rabbi Shimon version number one. Now the last item we have to cover is Rabbi Shimon version number two. Yesterday we covered Rabbi Yehuda. I'm not asking you to remember this Baal Peh. But those are the Shitot in the Mishnah. You have Yishtav Rabbi Yehuda, you have Yishtav Rabbi Meir, you have Yishtav Rabbi Shimon, and now you have Rabbi Shimon number two. That's the last item we have to cover today. Rabbi Shimon number two. Good? Good. No. Okay, let's review that Shita. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishemo. Rosh Chodesh is the easiest one to always remember. Rosh Chodesh is what? Adam Tahor She'achal Tameh. Okay. Se'irim of the Regalim adds. This is the Aaron now. Not only what Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper, but on its own item. So Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper on one item, Regalim are Mechaper on two items. Its item and the one before it. Meaning, Adam Tahor She'achal Tameh. And then tack on to Kippur, Sa'ir Chitzon, is not only mechaper for the Rosh Chodesh item, and not only is it mechaper for the Megalim item, but it's mechaper for its item. So it comes out very easy. According to the Bishamon version number two, Rosh Chodesh, one item is mechaper on, Megalim, two items is mechaper on, Kippur is mechaper on, three items. It progressively goes bigger. Yeah? Rosh Chodesh, Adam, Tahor, Shachal, Tameh, Regalim, that plus any Yidi'ah B'Tal B'Sof, Kippur, all that plus any Yidi'ah B'Tal B'Yesh Yidi'ah B'Sof, Sayyid HaChitzon. Good? Now all you gotta do is prove this to me and we have understand. Okay. How is this different than the first version of Rabbi Shimon? Very clear. The first version that we just learned is exclusive. 1-1-1. Here it's
progressive.
Progressive, exactly. Exactly. Now, the only way you can get to this, I'm giving you a setup now. How did this version of the Bishim on,
number two,
how did it tack on the Rosh Chodesh item into the Galim? You have to say he subscribes to the Sa'ir U'Sa'ir business over here to link the two.
That's one way.
Yeah, you got. Oh, so now you're going to have to start asking your type of questions. One way. It goes down, doesn't go up. Rosh Chodesh works by the Galim. The Galim's not going to work by Rosh Chodesh. But I got a Sa'ir situation working. So how does that work exactly? So we're going to start with all that stuff. My shina did Hashem Chodeshim de lo mechaper ad galim. I answer that question. By the way, you know what? Rosh Chodesh won't fix the galim. Back to the old story. The Amar Kira Avon. Avon Echad Unoseh Ve'er Unoseh Shnei Avonot. Okay, exclusive. It says Avon Echad. It cannot fix two Avonot. I accept. Did galim name lo mechaper ad Hashem Chodeshim? I can also accept why the galim will not fix to Rosh Chodesh Avon. You know why? Because again it says by Rosh Chodesh the Ota. And what do we learn from the word Ota? Ota hu nosei Avon ve'en achai nosei Avon. Only Rosh Chodesh can fix it, nothing else.
Yeah.
Good. So that one. So I have no problem. To answer your first question, Rosh Chodesh has got to stand alone. No problem. But the Regalim, I'm going to say what? Oh.
Two.
That's a problem now. Because once you're telling me this, how can you regalim can be mechaper two items? You just told me what? Ota. She's like, let me say the question better to you. Just like you're telling me, why Rosh Chodesh cannot be mechaper for the regalim item because it says avon, it's only mechaper for this avon. So for the same reason, regalim should not cover the Rosh Chodesh item because it says ota. But you said it does. What do you do with the word ota? You, Rabbi Shimon, version number two, hold it. The galim covers itself and Rosh Chodesh. I thought it says the word otah. Just like it says the word avon, which is one item, it's mechaper and not two. It also says otah. Mashma, only Rosh Chodesh and not something else. But you didn't say that. You said that indeed that the galim covers what Rosh Chodesh covers. For the same money that you doresh the word avon, why don't you doresh the word otah? Gemara answers. Otah lo mashmale. He doesn't address the word Ota. When he read the Pasuk, Ota did not signal an exclusion. We learned the word Ota, we said, only this item is going to make a pair for what it is, and no other item. He learned the word Ota, nothing. Don't exclude anything.
Nothing.
This can be make a pair, and maybe something else also. So maybe not. Not Rosh Chodesh, yes, and also the Galim. He doesn't learn the word Otah. That's basically Gemma's answer. Don't ask me. What do you mean? I didn't learn the word. He makes the deal. He doesn't make the deal. Kacha. Okay, continue. My Shana did Galim de lo mechapre ad yom kippurim. Okay, now let's go slow. The Galim is number two, right, on the list? The Galim is not going to be chaper for the Kippur items. Because the Galim is only chaper for two out of the three items, yeah? Basically, you know how to say it simply? So she crystallized. There's three situations you got to cover here. Adam Tahor, Shechal Tameh, En Yidi'ah Lo B'Tahal V'Basof, En Yidi'ah B'Tihalav Yesh Yidi'ah B'Basof. These three situations. Rosh Chodesh covers one of them, beautiful. The Galim covers two of them. But it's not going to cover the Kippur item. I can understand why. Because what do we say about Kippur already? Ahat! Exclusive, only Kippur does that. Gemara says, "Why should I do Galim? Do I have to do Kippurim? The Amar Kira Achat B'Shana. Kapara Zu Lo Te'ela Achat B'Shana. Good, Kippur is Achat B'Shana. Iachem, that's the case. The Yom Kippurim Named Lo Nechapru Ad Galim. How did you tell me then that Yom Kippurim is Mechaper for a Kippur item? Why? Achat Ketiv. It says in the pasuk by Kippur Achat." Kapara achat mechaper ve'eno mechaper shtei kaparot. For the same reason that you told me that the regalim cannot be mechaper the Kippur item, because Kippur has an exclusivity. So therefore, how you tell me that the Kippur can be mechaper for the regalim item? It also says it's mechaper achat ve'lo shtayim. The Gemara says achat lo mashmale. Here you go again. He don't go with the achat. He doesn't know that achat. He doesn't exclude.
So he now okay. Excluded
Ota. Right. He took Ota off the board. He takes achat off the board. Okay. Kacha ze. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to ask on this one. Amai. Why doesn't he learn that? Tehi ketiv achat besa'ira na'asa bifnim ketiv. Oh, he says, you know why? Kippur doesn't have to have an exclusivity. It can be mechaper on more than one item. But I thought it says achat. That achat is written on the inside sa'ir. Now, we asked that question before. He answered, yeah, but they're connected. So the Gemara says, that's on the inside one. What about the outside one? The outside one can be mechaper on more than one item. Iache, dirgalim namen nechapru adiyom kippurim. So if that's the case, let the regalim also mechaper for the Kippur item. The chi ketiv achat besaira na'asa bifnim ketiv. The other achat was also written by the sa'id bifnim. So you told me before, only Kippur is mechaper for the sa'id achat. The regalim cannot fix that item. What do you mean? That achat is written bifnim. For the same reason that you're telling me that what? That Kippur does not have two kaparot, therefore it only has one kapara, because it says he's not doresh achat. He's not doresh achat because he holds the tahad by the penim, therefore Kippur can be mechaper on itself for the regalim. Say the same thing, the regalim should be mechaper for the Kippur,
Because don't tell me Ahad only Kippur is Mechemet. Then Ahad is Mechemet Pinim also. All the exclusiveness play like this. All the exclusiveness that you want to put on Kippur was not written by the Sa'id Bahuts that we're talking. It was written by the Pinim. So get the Ahad off the table, Bechlal. And therefore you should tell me, just like Kippur is Mechaper for the Garim should be Mechaper for Kippur. And don't tell me, Ahad, what is it? Ahad, Ahad is Bifnim. It's not talking about an item. Oh, so the Gemara now comes along in its final answer. Le'olam achat mashmale. Oh, bring the achat back in. Really, I'll say, you learn from the word achat to really tell you, not only pinimi, make the kish, pinimi, haitzon, it's all the same. And therefore, I'll tell you that what, that is only, just like by the pinimi, it's exclusive to whatever it is, so to the haitzon is exclusive to whatever it is. And therefore, I'll say what, that the kapara for the sa'id, the haitzon, it can only be mechaper by this. Regalim will not fix it. Achat is exclusive. Oh, so then our question is, if achat is exclusive, so then the other achat that says, I'll say maybe it's only mechaper on one item, not two. How do you know then Kippur can fix the regalim? Now that you're putting achat back into play, so you have to put it into play fully. And you have to say, just like you're going to say that achat, or only Kippur fixes this, not regalim, you have to also know the second achat to say, achat velo shtayim. But you didn't say that. You said Kippur fixes itself as the galim. You know why? Shani hacha is different. The Amar Kira, because it says v'chiper Aharon al karnotav achat bashana. This second achat, where was it written by the Pinimi? But what does it say in the pasuk? And Aharon we mean v'chiper an karnotav. What is karnotav? The corners of the mizbeach achat bashana, which means, this is not talking about the kapara of the sa'ir. It's not talking about the korban. It's talking about the blood. That the kiper acharon al karnotav achat bashana. Karnotav de bizbeyach apinimi. Hu de kapara achat mechaper veno mechaper shte kaparot. Ha chitzon afilu shte kaparot. It means like this. Say like this. It says the word achat by the Sayyid of Pinimi. So you want to tell me, it doesn't matter, Pinimi, it goes both ways, hekesh. But read the pasuk by achat. Over there it says, v'chiper aharon, the whole pasuk, just to have clarity, al karnotav, on the corners of the Mizbeach, achat bashana. It's not talking about the kapara of the Sayyid of Pinimi, it's talking about the kapara of the Mizbeach. That's what it says. V'chiper aron ad karnotav on the Mizbeach. Which means, we compare Sa'ir Pinimi to Sa'ir Chitzon, and vice versa. But I'm not mechaper the Mizbeach Pinimi to the Sa'ir HaChitzon. I'm mechaper, again, two things here. That pasuk, when it talked about Achad, was talking about the Mizbeach. I'm not linking Mizbeach HaChitzon to Sa'id HaChitzon. I'm sorry, Mizbeach HaPinimi to Sa'id HaChitzon. I'm Mechapis Sa'id to Sa'id. So therefore I'll say like this. It says Ahad twice. One Ahad, which is, and both are written by Pinimi, by the way. Both are written by Pinimi. The first Ahad that was written by Pinimi, you're talking about the Qurban itself. So I say, there's not the Pinimi, it's Sunni, it's all the same. And therefore I'll say that what? That this is Ahad, which is telling me that what? Kippur is only Mechaper. This is the only one that can be Mechaper, Ahad, and nothing else. Therefore, the Galim is not going to fix Kippur. Beautiful. Because that Ahad is talking about the Korban, Hitzon, Pinimi is all the same. The second Ahad that's written by Pinimi is not referring to the Korban, it's referring to the Mizbeach. I don't connect Mizbeach Hitzon, I'm sorry, Mizbeach Pinimi to Sa'id Hitzon. I'm now compare all to sacrifice. And therefore, I don't have the Hekesh. Therefore, it doesn't say the word Achat by Se'ira Chitzon. Therefore, I could say, it's not Mechaper for one thing, it's Mechaper for even two things. That's why the Se'ira Chitzon is Mechaper for itself and for the Galim. So therefore, he splits the achatz. One achat, you make a kish, and one achat, you don't. Now let's just review out, so this is what we have to get until. Let's review Shitat Rabbi Shimon, the version number two. What does Rosh Chodesh mechaper for? Adam tahor she'achal tamer. Okay, that's good. What is regalim mechaper for? En yidi'ah lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. V'gam Adam tahor she'achal tamer.
Rosh
Chodesh, we've said it a few times already. Adam Tahor she'achal tameh, Seir of Rosh Chodesh is mechaper. No, Kippur is idiot. This is Adam Tahor she'achal tameh Rosh Chodesh. That's clear. Next one, Regalim itself, which is no yidiot, and also Rosh Chodesh. And then what's the third shita? Kippur. Kippur is mechaper itself and regalim.
And
Rosh Chodesh. Kippur is go up the ladder. That's shita Rabbi Shimon number two. Okay, let's prove it now. Let's prove it outside. Rosh Chodesh, you tell me, is one item. Okay, tell me one item. Yeah, but it says over there the word ota, which is mashma, it's the only item that's going to work. The bishim almost said, I don't go with the word ota. Rosh Chodesh could fix it, and also the galim could fix it. Okay, the galim fixes itself and that, but it cannot fix kippur. Why can't it fix kippur? Because it says the word achat, that only kippur fixes and nothing else. All for the same reason. How are you telling me that Kippur could fix the galim? It says the word ahat, which is mashma ahat velo shtayim. No, that ahat velo shtayim is written by Pinimi, and it's talking about the Mizbeach Pinimi, and therefore don't link Mizbeach Pinimi to Zahir, Chutz, and therefore I can say the Kippur is mechaper, even the Chutz is mechaper for even more than one item, for itself, and for the galim, and for the one that's before it. Baruch HaLamayim Le'olam. Amen ve'amen.